Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Emma McCarthy. Midday Saturday, Pope Benedict XVI met with members of the Portuguese Bishops' Conference in the Consistory Hall of the Apostolic Palace for the concluding address of their Ad Limina pilgrimage.
Amados bispos de Portugal,
in his comments to them, the Pope called the bishops to the true mission of the Church, that is, to speak of God and not of itself. He pointed out that evangelization lies in our encounter with Jesus Christ. This, he explained, does not mean that the order and attribution of responsibility in the Church should not be taken into consideration, but it must not have priority. The Holy Father said that the organizational style of the Portuguese ecclesial community and the mentality of its members needs to change if the Church is to be in harmony with the teachings of the Second Vatican Council. The role of the religious and lay members of the Church must be clearly defined, he said, starting from the presupposition that we are all one. Quoting his encyclical Deus Caritas Est, the Pope affirmed that those who wish to call themselves Christ's followers can only do so if they are in union with all of those who have become or will become his, by becoming one body fused together in one existence. The Church, clarified the Pope, is this body. This ecclesiology of communion, he continued, present in the Council and particularly heightened by the Great Jubilee, is the path to follow. A path that is not without its obstacles, among them horizontalism, which minimizes the vertical dimension of love of God, as well as the democratization in attributing the sacred ministries. Pope Benedict XVI concluded by calling on Portugal to think of Fatima as a school of faith, a school, he said, with Mary as our guide and teacher.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.